loose.
Yeah, loose woman, smoking a cigarette in public.
I think you told me about the common. Would she be known then as a common woman if she smoked in public?
Well, they would consider her very much low in the social scale. I don't know about being common, but...
What would they mean if they said common? Would that be a good thing then, or...?
No, that would be kind of a common people they would consider. As I told you yesterday, the colored expression was pro-white trash.
there wasn't anything about their morality.
Oh, no, nothing derogatory at all in that way. No, they didn't mean that at all. They just...
Common folks.
Take these Mennonites. Now, they don't believe in education. They, eighth grade, they say that's all you should know. That's plenty. So they cut them off at the eighth grade. They don't believe in higher education, although... I don't know of any that have gone to college, but they don't believe in going above the eighth grade, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. And they would be thought of as pretty common then, in that sense?
Well, not necessarily, but still people don't understand why they don't want more education. And, but they have their own rules and rights and regulations, and of course that's the way they want it.
Some other questions on just how people would express themselves in conversation. Suppose an old farmer couldn't hear what you said, how would he?
He'd say, hey.
I see.
Put his hands and say, hey, hey.
He said, I'm, you have to speak up because I'm kind of...
I'm deaf. He called it deaf. And you know that was an old English word, old English expression. That was perfectly proper at one time to say deaf. People up in the mountains of Tennessee still use it. Mm-hmm. They say deef. They say hosen and shoon. Shoes and socks. Shoes and stockings. Mm-hmm. Old English.
By the way, how about different ways to say eat? How about when they want to say, yesterday I eat, but yesterday I...
Yesterday, not yesterday. Oh. Yesterday. Yesterday I ate dinner at 1 o'clock.
Oh, see.
And they had a sign here in a nigger cafe that said, if you ain't got no money, you've done it. If you ain't got no money, you've done it.
Well, that's those are the very expressions that we're interested in collecting.
Yeah.
How about somebody who died in an accident, and you say, well, don't bother calling the doctor. He already...
Well, the colored expression is he's passed. They never say passed away. They say he's passed. Uh-huh. In other words, he's dead. My daughter is a sociologist down in New Orleans, and she had a letter from a very literate... They had a colored minister who died. And she wrote to him, and she got a letter from his wife, who was a college graduate, and says, the reverend has passed some time ago. Mm-hmm. And now that was a literate nigger who wrote that letter. Mm-hmm. Said, the reverend has passed. Mm-hmm. Instead of passed away or died, she said, Kathy, she showed it to him and said, look at that. But she still can't get away from her religion. Mm-hmm. There was a colored preacher here. Did I tell you about it yesterday, named Moody?
No.
He was a graduate of Cornell. He's a member of he was a colored pastor in the Baptist, and he was a well thought of. He was a prominent and was a good man, as black as tar, but he was a very good man, and he was highly educated. He was a graduate of Cornell University. And we used to talk. He told me one day, he says, you know, I'm supposed to be an educated Negro. I'm a graduate of Cornell, but they have never taught me not to believe in ghosts and haints and spirits. He says, right today, I wouldn't pass a graveyard at 12 o'clock at night by myself for nothing. And he said, now I'm educated, but I said, yes, that's just got it in me. I can't help it. I said, just